It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Welcome to the Brandon Groover News Hour. I am joined by my two co-hosts. We have Doug Wilder in the building.
Hey, good Friday to you.
Good Friday to you as well. Double meaning. TGIF and it's a good Friday. And what's up? We have AJ in the cut.
All right. Happy good Friday to you, guys.
Happy good Friday. Happy good Friday. As you know, we are not so modern that we don't give shout-outs, you know, to the Lord on special occasions. You know, we went hard for Christ during the Christmas season. It was his birthday every episode. And then, you know, today is Good Friday. So on today's show, we're going to discuss the impact Jesus Christ and Christianity has had on our lives and on human progress. While not infallible, Judeo-Christian values have built the foundation of American greatness. The concept of equality, highlighted in the Declaration of Independence, the abolition of slavery, the Civil Rights Movement, immigration, and the creation of the modern welfare state are based on Judean Christian teachings. Also, on our following segment, we're going to discuss gun control and mental health. Gun violence continues to be a major problem because we are approaching the issue from a partisan angle. Mass shootings and urban violence are a major problem that needs to be addressed. The U.S. does a horrible job funding mental health, which explains our high homeless rates and also our high suicide numbers. The vast majority of the mass shooters in the country have slipped between the cracks. These folks are being allowed to drift through life until they explode, taking thousands of our loved ones with them. During the 80 years of Jim Crow, just to see where we were and where we are today, during the 80 years of Jim Crow, 4,000 African Americans were lynched. In today's gun culture, black-on-black crime has robbed 8,000 black lives year over year. The Democrats want to ban guns. Republicans believe that they are protected under the Second Amendment. If you're honest, the Second Amendment was primarily talking about the state militias. However, the Supreme Court expanded this right to the individual gun owner. Same thing on religious liberty. The Constitution originally only banned Congress from restricting religious liberty. However, the Supreme Court extended the ban to every level of government. The law is the law. The Supreme Court has said that the Second Amendment is a right that is guaranteed to all citizens. So guess what? We're going to respect the law. My opinion, the solution is simple. The same way we have a travel ban, we should ban unstable individuals from purchasing guns. Universal background checks are supported by 90% of the American people. And guess what? 75% of NRA members also support universal background checks. I believe the Congress should approve $200 billion, since we're spending money like crazy anyway. The Congress should spend $200 billion to adequately fund treatment for those who are mentally ill before they hurt themselves and others. And in our last segment, we're going to discuss President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure bill. On many shows, we call for a new Marshall Plan to put Americans to work. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. needs about $2.4 trillion in infrastructure investment. Traffic jams, unclean drinking water, high rates of death on the highways, all this stuff can be addressed if Uncle Sam stopped being a cheapskate and provided the money to address these issues. You go to Texas, they have separate highways for trucks and cars. This is a good goal that I think we should adopt because it could save thousands of lives per year. I-95 is the most dangerous road in the country. Also, another added bonus, job creation. The infrastructure program could create 6 million jobs. More jobs, less crime. For every billion you spend on infrastructure, you get 25,000 jobs in the real economy. Also, the city of Jacksonville has a real bad septic issue. It will cost $2 billion, and the federal government is the only organization large enough to address this. Remember, until Northwest Jacksonville is connected to the city water and sewer lines, large companies cannot enter into that market. No jobs, no opportunity. If Biden is serious about funding the infrastructure program, he should declare a national emergency and stop the tax and eliminate the proposed tax increase. This will allow Republicans to support the plan, and it will allow us to move past this gridlock. And also, it's never a good idea, Democrats, to raise taxes during a recession. The U.S. is printing money these days. We spent $8 trillion last year out of thin air. Don't come with the need for tax hikes now. Fund the infrastructure program. Just put it on the tab and keep moving. Just look at the U.S. versus China. Their airports look like something off the Jetsons. Ours are gritty and barely functioning. Call in to join the discussion. I know that was a mouthful. You can call 904-831-0600. Once again, 904-831-0600. Back to the top. It is Good Friday.
Yes, it's Good Friday.
It's Good Friday. Good Friday, AJ.
Good Friday.
And, I know, and I'm not going to preach because I know that's what the pastors are going to do on Sunday all across the country. But if you look at all of these challenges that we're being faced with, you know, there's a lot of fear, you know, in the economy, in the country because of the coronavirus. You look at what just happened today at the Capitol building, had a guy just tried to run over some police officers. You know, there's a lot of craziness taking place. And I do believe at times like this that we should reflect and focus on things that are greater than ourselves. Like I said, I know that there's this push that we're going to be all modern and we don't need religion anymore. I don't buy that because then if you look at Europe, they said, you know, they were done with Christianity, but something always comes in the place of religion. We got rid of Christianity in Europe, and guess what came up? Nazism, fascism, communism. And those ideologies took the lives of millions and millions and millions of people. But like I said, before you throw out the baby with the bathwater, you have to just sit back and think about the impact that Christianity has had on the United States. The fact is, you know, we had, throughout rural history, there was this idea that people could own people because the Bible said that you are made in the image of God. the people who wrote the Constitution says, you know what? All men are created equal. So you can't really justify slavery if rights come from God and not from man. And like I said, you look at the civil rights, you look at the abolition of slavery. They, you know, the abolitionists were Christian groups. The civil rights movement was done by preachers, Dr. King. They were, it was a religious movement. So I'm not with that, you know, get rid of the religion crowd. You know, they, you're on your own with that. You know, I do believe we need to try to make America better, but Christianity has worked this far. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Any comments?
I like it. I mean, the idea of religion providing morality,
mm-hmm.
and morality goes beyond the legal. So you've got the legal laws, mm-hmm. and those are important, but then you need to have morals and morality, and Christianity, Judaism, and all the other religions, mm-hmm. too, mm-hmm. provide that mm-hmm. moral background,
right.
a moral foundation.
Right, right. That's true, because the thing is, if you really trying to guide your life just on the law, what happens when the police aren't watching? You know, right. Mm-hmm. if you can get caught. Integrity is doing the right thing when nobody's looking.
That's right.
If you have this all-seeing God who sees everything, you know, you kind of have to kind of be on your P's and Q's, because you know, number one, the karma. You know, we believe that what goes around comes around. So if I mistreat you, the divine, you know, God, providence, whatever you want to call them, is going to make sure that I reap that. And also, my grandmother's birthday is on Wednesday. She'll be 75 years old.
Oh.
So let's give Levon Groover a shout out. Happy birthday.
All right.
I'm not going to sing to you because I can't sing, but she can sing. She sings, she kind of remind you of Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. She can hold a note.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So happy birthday, Granny. Happy
Very
birthday.
Good.
So I didn't want to get my head cut off. Okay, so yeah. So I just want to give the, you know, like I said, I know we live in this modern society, you know, when we don't feel religion is really important. I haven't seen anything that can replace that.
No, I think that it's as an established set of rules and regulations, mm-hmm. that go beyond legal. Like, it's a fabulous thing.
That's right, because man laws can change,
mm-hmm.
but as long as you know that you come from God, and nobody can say that you deserve slavery or you deserve this or you deserve that. And then also another good thing about religion is, you know, you have that hope, mm-hmm. you know, that belief that you can overcome.
Right.
You know, even though you may have all these odds stacked up against you, you know, you don't have to jump off the bridge, you know, and mm-hmm. take yourself out and take other people out, because you know that, you know, bad things happen to you. But if you try to be close to God and do good things to other people, you know, good things will happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, there's always been troublemakers in society. There's
yep.
always been people that are lost. But religion does offer a foundation,
yep.
and that foundation, unfortunately, in the many, many decades past, you know, probably the last 50 years especially,
yep.
has cracked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's more, it seems there's just more senseless violence like there was today.
Yep.
I mean, here on Good Friday, and
yep.
in our nation's capital again, we have a problem, and two people are dead
yep.
as a result of that.
Yep.
So, you know, I understand some people think that they're in control,
mm-hmm.
but maybe they ought to rethink that, because it seems like we had family when there was better nuclear family
yep.
connections.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, you know, there was somebody that was always the matriarch
yep.
or, you know, the head of the family.
Yep.
And people respected that. They were just like you respect your grandmother.
Yep.
But now it seems like people move away and then they feel like they can do anything to anybody, to any how they want. And hey, I'm in control. I have all the solutions. But you know, a lot of times we don't.
That's right. That's right. And people
just my 5 cents worth.
That's right. I can't say it any better. I mean, but we were raised a certain way. And you know, and like I said, we didn't grow up in Ponte Vedra. You know, we didn't grow up, you know, on Rodeo Drive. We grew up on the East Side, but we had love in our family, and like I said, we had rules. Kids were taught to respect adults. You know, my mother didn't go jump in the teacher's face,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the school. You know, you were taught to respect your teachers, respect your elders. You know, and there was like a hierarchy. You know, your adults were at the top. Mm-hmm. You know, where God was at the top. You know, your parents, and parents. Then, you know, then you were somewhere down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But you didn't, this lawlessness that we see today. You know, and I'll say this too, in my community, my grandmother and her crew, you know, the I call it the senior crew, they didn't have to call 911. You know, they would, if they saw a child doing something on the east side, they could call them out. You know, their parents would appreciate that you know, you have somebody looking out for your kids while you're at work. But we've gotten away from that as right. well.
That's right.
Yeah, there was no shootings at schools when I was a youngster that I can recall.
Nope.
I mean, you know, there's always been senseless violence of some kind. But when I used to watch the Westerns on TV, I thought all that violence that we saw, you know, people drawing the gun at each other, that
right.
was something in past.
Right,
right.
No, but it seems like it's made a recurrence.
Right.
That it's a Wild West
right.
and a lot of our Western culture.
Yep.
For whatever reason.
Yep.
America is a great country. Most people, I think, have a decent thought pattern, mm-hmm. and some people get lost, and there are different reasons. You have a lot of the military veterans who've been ignored.
Mm-hmm.
They have right to feel that way, that they've been left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Started, I think, probably more recently in Vietnam, really, when they came back. Those veterans weren't
yep.
paid attention to the right way,
yep.
and cared for, and they put their life on the line, and in many cases did. But something's got to be screwed back on the right way, because I think we're kind of upside down now.
Yep, I agree.
I heard at lunch today, a doctor of psychiatry talking, and he was talking about how over the last 60 years,
mm-hmm.
he's seen the degradation of the family and mm-hmm. the foundation. And so he was talking about how all children want positive attention.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't get positive attention, then they'll go for negative attention.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get the negative attention, then they'll go for revenge.
Yep.
And from there, then it gets into worse problems and eventually depression. So, so he was saying that it starts with the parents.
Absolutely.
And giving the children positive attention.
That's true. And that's like with me. When I was younger, you know, when I didn't have kids, you know, I was a party animal. Pastor, I was partying. But the communion made it all good. But I would go to, but when I became a parent, you know, I cut that out. I stayed, you know, I'm home. You know, mm-hmm. my number one priority is making sure my kids have that they get the attention that they need, because when a child is acting out, you know, we like to say, oh, that kid is acting out. But 9 out of 10, if a child is acting out, you can know a tree by the fruit it bears. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow, I'm surprised. You were a party animal?
Oh, man.
Right.
I used to get it down. But we still have our parties. You know, COVID knocked all that off. You know, we have family parties now. You know, mm-hmm. we have a DJ in my grandmother's yard. You know, uh-huh. But COVID, you know, we haven't had parties in 2 years.
But they're celebration and celebratory and
right.
respectful
right.
parties.
Right, yeah, decent. Yeah, they're not out there getting low, you know. I'm gonna take Miss Stephanie, and then we'll take Marty, and then we'll hit those two clips on the other side of the commercial break. Hey, Miss Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing pretty good.
And your sidekicks, hi, guys. How are you?
All right.
Terrific.
That's good. Well, in this Easter season, in everything you guys were talking about, I was over here shaking my head, saying, mm-hmm, amen, yep, that's right.
Yep.
And after being a teacher in the public school system for 33 years, and now I teach part-time in a private school,
mm-hmm.
everything he was saying is true. And, you know, if you take the hope away from a child, you take that love
yep.
away, you take that community away,
yep.
then and you're not giving that child that positive reinforcement.
Yep.
They're going to turn to the negative.
Yep. And Ms. Steph, I'm glad you mentioned that you were, I always forget you were a teacher. But let me say this too, and this is not me trying to be, you know, smart. But we look at, and I'm not jinxing nobody, But look at all the mass shootings that take place in our schools, right?
Yeah.
And it's the teacher oftentimes in between the gunman and your child.
Yeah.
So yep. I think we need to reapproach how we treat teachers in relation to kids, because if you have a child, you know, a little snot-nosed child that is disrespectful and, you know, the parents jumps on the teachers on behalf of the kid, what do you think that teacher's going to do? You think she's going to drop? I mean, you think she's going to jump in front of that bullet for that disobedient, snobby child? So you need to just teach your kids, you know, respect your teachers. She may have to, he or she may have to save your life.
Save your life. And you know one thing, Brenda, with this, one thing that I have seen and unfortunately have not seen, two things. The first one is that since the pandemic last year, when everybody, I call it sequesters in their home.
Lockdown.
There you go. And the parents had to become the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is kind of switched and changed where the parents are now saying, this is a hard job.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, when we see the students now, they're back. Some of them, I know in our private school, we have strict rules.
Mm-hmm.
They come in my class because I'm teaching technology. They have to sanitize their hands. They have to, and they have to sit, you know, where they have to at the computers, mask up. And I give them an area where they do have, you know, a free space where they can 6 feet apart
right.
do have a break. But even in all of that, saying that, it's a respect that some kids give me. And unfortunately, you have some kids who don't really care.
Mm.
They think that this is my platform now. I've been away from my peers, and this is my platform to prove who I am.
Right.
And going to the church, if we don't, as a society, get our true roots back, what our country was founded on, the principle, I'm speaking of the principle of it,
mm-hmm.
that all men are created equal, because mm-hmm. we know that from the beginning of our country, all men weren't really created equal.
All women.
Or women, true, because women was like, you know how it went. It went, you know,
stay in the kitchen.
Caucasian men. Then it went. Then it went Caucasian women, and then black men. Then black women, and children were way down on the bottom. But the children even went over above, you know, African Americans or black men and women.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is that until we realize that the reason why we have this holiday, this blessed holiday of Easter, Resurrection Sunday, this whole season,
mm-hmm.
that the reason he came was that we could all truly realize that he didn't come for a color. He didn't come for a race.
Yep.
He came for humanity.
That's right.
And until we get that anchored in our hearts and treat everyone the way we say we follow him, then do it.
That's right.
And people say, well, I'm Buddhist, I'm this. Well, you still, if that's who you are, you're still not following their premise.
That's right. And the good thing about the Bible, too, it says, and I don't have it on me, but what's on my phone, but it says from one blood drop, he created all the nations of the earth.
Yeah.
So there's no such thing as a white race or a black race or a Republican race or a Democratic race.
Nope.
It's the human race, and we're all made in the image of God.
That's it. And then since you brought up politics,
mm-hmm.
and we always say we want the best, each Republican, Democrat, Independent, Social, whatever you want to say,
mm-hmm.
you want the best for our country, then stop fighting.
That's right.
Get yourself, I'm sorry, but get your head out of your rear part.
Yep.
and get yourself working to the betterment of this country.
Yep. I agree.
And then the infrastructure would be fixed.
That's
right.
We
would have people on rolling blackouts.
That's right. Well, thank you, Ms. Stephanie. Hey, Marty, we're going to pick you up on the other side of the break. We're going to hit on the infrastructure bill, and we're going to hit on the crime bill. We're going to hit on the gun control legislation. Coming up next.
All right, here on the Brandon Gruber News Hour. Hang on, more coming up.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Capitol Police officer has been killed after a man rammed his car into two officers at a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol and then emerged wielding a knife. The suspect died at a hospital. Police identified the slain officer as William Billy Evans, an 18-year veteran who was a member of the department's first responders unit. Authorities said the attack did not appear to be related to terrorism. The crash and shooting happened at a security checkpoint near the Capitol as Congress is on recess. Add travel to the activities vaccinated Americans can safely enjoy again. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance Friday to say fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without getting a COVID-19 test or going into quarantine. No Wall Street numbers because of the Good Friday commemoration today. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. He ripped people off to the tune of millions of dollars, and he knew some of those people well. News 4 Jax reports that Robert Hendricks of Pontevedra just got a 6-plus-year sentence for wire fraud, and he'll have to pay back the money he stole in the bad investment deals into which he lured those people. He pleaded guilty last fall. Within days, any adult in Florida will be able to get a COVID vaccine. On Monday, the age is being lowered to 18. In Duval County, there have been more than 92,000 coronavirus cases to date, including over 1,300 deaths. We now know how a Jacksonville football star died. Action News Jax reports the toxicology results for Louis Nix III is saying the former NFL player was intoxicated when he passed away. His body was found just over a month ago in his car, submerged in a pond off Broxton Bay Drive. He'd been missing for a few days. His official cause of death is accidental drowning. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a multi-vehicle crash on I-95 northbound at Pecan Park Road on the north side. Also, there's an accident on the East Beltway, 295 southbound at the ramp to Monument Road. And there's a crash in St. Johns County on I-95 southbound before the rest area near the Duval County line. Clear and cold tonight, low 37. Saturday will start the weekend sunny and breezy, high 65.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Genesis 18:20 says, "Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." So what's that got to do with stewardship? Well, God, as you know, gave Sodom one last chance to repent. And God is still waiting, giving people the opportunity to turn to Him. In our giving, we have a responsibility to get the gospel out to all of those for whom God is waiting.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Hello, gang. Welcome back. We're going to continue on this Good Friday. We took the first 30 minutes. It was supposed to be just a discussion, but, you know, the Lord came in and took over. So he took over the first 30 minutes. So we're going to take Marty. And then, Marty, I'm going to have to move kind of quickly because I have two segments to go after you. So, Marty, give me your thoughts.
Marty?
I want everybody to promise not to reveal what I'm going to say, but I solved the solution of I-95, which, as you know, is the most dangerous road in the country.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, it is. We won't tell nobody else.
So I made this suggestion a while ago when I was playing golf with one of the past governors. Mm-hmm. What you have to do is when you get to whatever part of 95 that's dangerous, mm-hmm. I think it's in St. John's County, you have to stop the car, pull over to the side, and put it in neutral. And this is especially for phony liberals and men who wear pink underwear that's three sizes.
It's Easter, Marty. We're with Jesus today.
What you have to do is push the car the whole length of 95. That way you will have no accidents and you will have no carbon footprint. Okay? I suggested it. I don't want anybody trying to plagiarize me. Also, I heard of this terrible thing that happened in Washington, and I'm not trying to make light of this, but I guess our demented, the guy who claims to be president in Washington,
Marty, it's Easter. It's Easter week.
Be nice.
Okay, we're saved this week.
We're going to have to make cars against the law or have a background check to buy cars because, you see, what they're doing with the gun thing is very racist because if you have 360 million people in this country and you have five people, and I feel for the victims, but if you have five people who committed a heinous crime like a mass shooting, imagine if somebody said that a certain group, and I'm not going to mention it, I'm going to say X. Imagine if somebody said that all of the X's in this country are murderers because six people committed a crime. Why are they allowed to do this bigotry to do with guns and gun owners? Anyway, that's the story. We have to make cars illegal, do background checks on cars, okay? And I think it would be very appropriate if we had people from Czechoslovakia checking on the people because we would have checks doing checks.
You're a mess.
All right? So anyway, but we have to stop driving on 95. All right? Maybe Italian people can make it into a bocce court or something like that because this is terrible. Funny thing is I've been in St. Augustine for 28 years, and I don't remember ever getting killed on 95.
We hope that stays the same.
Yeah, that stays that way. And the funny thing about that, Marty, is now the stretch through St. John's County, 95 is pretty straight through there. So I don't know if people lose attention or what's going on or there's a magnetic force we don't know about, but something's kind of strange.
Thing, in the retarded state of New York, which I'm from, they just legalized recreational marijuana. So if they ever do it here, you haven't seen anything yet as far as accidents on 95. Mm-hmm. Between people, young girls texting, women texting, people smoking, getting high while driving. You ain't seen nothing yet. Anyway, always a good show, and I agree with the host, Brandon Grover, on most things. It's a good show.
Thank you, Marty.
I hope you're there forever.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you. We're going to bring you back in the studio. We enjoyed those powwows. Thank you, Marty. Okay, AJ.
Just one more thing about the infrastructure that I can't understand either, and maybe I don't want to, over spotlight this before I get into that. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me you were talking about I-95 takes a lot of sharp curves, about a 90-degree turn going towards the Fuller Warren Bridge when you're heading in either direction right there at I-10.
Yep.
And, I don't understand. I've never understood why they let big rigs in all lanes in Duval County. Most of the major cities in Florida do not allow big rigs in the left-hand lane of I-95. Mm. But in Jacksonville, we kind of look the other way. What's that about?
Mm. Maybe it's our lax view on regulation. We're the anti-regulation place in the country. So maybe that's something we could bring up.
Come to Jacksonville, the anti-regulation nation.
Yeah, everything's wide open. Yeah, but
just a comment.
That's a good point. I think
it doesn't make a lot of sense, especially since we have it kind of snaking around because they probably had some property deals they didn't want to take. And, we had the river, and, a lot of the roads were built along trails.
Yep.
And so we don't have that grid system like they do in South Florida where things were made for the automobile.
Right. But you know what? Since it's Easter, I like to say Resurrection Day. This is Resurrection Day weekend. We could do a show on why they did that in those areas, and it wasn't pretty. While 95 is the way it is, You know,
well, there was probably some. There's probably more to that one.
Yeah, LaVilla,
because there was always some deals. LaVilla.
Yeah, they purposely did. There was a video. There was a documentary that PBS did.
Where they chopped it off.
They went straight through LaVilla on purpose. It was some racism there. But we can talk about that later. I'm not trying to rename the Fuller Water Bridge, but there
sounds
is some
like
there,
like
yeah.
we have two or three shows on that topic.
Mm-hmm. So I don't want to fight today. You know, it's Easter. It's the Lord's weekend. So we're gonna all be together saying kumbaya.
Harmonious.
Hallelujah. Okay, so let's hit the clip on the infrastructure.
All right.
Something else, of course, that we have to factor into all of this today, the prospect for yet more stimulus. After Congress just passed that $1.9 trillion stimulus bill, now, reportedly, officials within the administration are talking about a $3 trillion plan. At the same time, we are going to hear from Janet Yellen and Jay Powell today. They will be queried by Congress. To cover both of these events, we're joined by Jessica Smith in Washington, as well as our Brian Chung, who covers the Fed. And Jess, as we talk about this $3 trillion number, which is not official yet, we should say, we should also note it's not an all-at-once number like the $1.9 trillion. This is, what, a 10-year plan, I believe, or it's certainly a longer-term plan. It's not just a one-and-done.
Right, and President Biden has said after he got the relief package done, he wanted to get a recovery package done. So the first was rescue, the next is a more long-term recovery plan. And according to the New York Times, his aides are getting ready to present him with an idea with a $3 trillion proposal that would invest in the long-term recovery. According to the Times, this could be split up into two different proposals, and it would include investments in infrastructure and education, caregiving. It could even have universal pre-K, free community college, paid parental leave, those types of things that Democrats say are going to reduce income inequality, things to fight climate change, and to create jobs in the U.S. Now, of course, infrastructure is going to be a major piece of this. We have heard from Democrats and the Biden administration that infrastructure is going to be the next big priority, and they want to use that bill to do things like fight climate change, boost U.S. manufacturing, and this is typically a bipartisan issue, but it doesn't always work out that way in the long run because of the debates over how to pay for it. And some of the ideas that are reportedly being considered on how to pay for infrastructure would be increasing the corporate tax rate, increasing taxes on high earners, increasing capital gains taxes. Again, all of the details here are still in flux, and we don't know exactly what President Biden is going to back, but those are some of the ideas that are reportedly getting tossed around. We know President Biden has said in the past that he wants to increase the corporate rate. He wants to tax high earners more. So we'll see what he has to say if and when this plan becomes official. And of course, Republicans are not likely to support tax increases. Earlier, we heard from Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying that he thinks Democrats would use the infrastructure bill as a Trojan horse for tax hikes, and his party is not going to be on board with that. And Democrats, if they do decide to go a route that they go for these tax hikes and they try to do this alone using the reconciliation process again, they can't afford to lose a single vote. So this still could be difficult for them to get done if they go this route to try and use the reconciliation process again. But we'll see what happens here.
Read my lips. No new taxes. Now, listen, I'm the Democrat on the air. I'm not going to say what Doug is or what AJ is. All right, listen. We are in the middle of a global pandemic. The economy is down. We are minus 20 million jobs that we had this time last year. Now, remember this, too. See, we don't think about this. Every month, you have people turning 18. So they also get counted in the labor force. They need jobs as well. So you have to not only bring back the 20 million jobs that were lost during COVID, you also have to create enough jobs to provide for those young people who are turning 18 every day, because they need jobs as well. So let's just say this, and I can hear people now saying the national debt. Yeah. We just saw the U.S. government, they just spent about $8 trillion last year combating COVID. We did $4 trillion for the normal budget to run the country for a year. And then on top of that, we did $4.7 trillion under President Trump. President Joe just did sorry, President Joe Biden just did the $1.9 trillion. And then Trump also did the $900 billion after that. So totally looking at about $8, $9 trillion, not counting the other $8 trillion that the Federal Reserve pumped. So you're talking about almost $15 trillion. Mm-hmm. Who's counting? We have to fix the infrastructure because, number one, we have bridges that are collapsing across the country. Remember I-35 in the Twin Cities? Bridges shouldn't collapse in the United States. We get that. So this is a national emergency. The Democrats, if you're going to do the infrastructure bill, which we need to do, and like I said, you also need to do it anyway because it's going to help create jobs. Because every billion that you spend on infrastructure, you get 25,000 jobs. This isn't my numbers. These are from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineering. It's also from the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan CBO. But I don't feel that we don't need to raise taxes on anybody right now. What we need to do is try to create an environment that's conducive to create jobs. And then you know that if we increase taxes, we've been here before. What you're going to see is jobs leaving the United States and going to China. We don't really have it like we used to have it. We're not the only game in town. Actually, we're like getting played lately. And one thing about President Trump I did like, he did stand up to China and he stood up to Mexico and Canada. And he renegotiated a lot of those unfair trade deals and a lot of those jobs came back to the United States. But I think it is very unintelligent to talk about a tax hike when you're in a situation where we're trying to get people back on the payroll. So I think if President Biden will put those tax hikes in the corner, and also, and I'm a Democrat as well, but if you're going to talk about infrastructure, you know, all this stuff about climate change, you know, talking about funding these programs, that's not infrastructure. You need to focus. If you focus on infrastructure and you pump $2 trillion, you're going to put people to work. You're talking about jobs that pay $30,000, $50,000 a year, jobs that can't be exported because the infrastructure doesn't build itself. So I think the president, if you want to go big, bring the Republicans on board. Let's rebuild the roads and bridges. Like I said, in Jacksonville, you have a huge swath of this city that are not connected to the sewer. And if you look at those areas that are not connected to the city line, those are also the areas that have the extreme high poverty rates, and those are also the areas that have the high crime. So if we want to really focus on bringing America back, you know, putting America back together, making America great again, or whatever the slogan is, focus on tangible stuff. Also, President Biden, if you want to beat President Trump in 2024, govern the country, rebuild the country, put people back to work. Because guess what? If you put people back to work, if we rebuild the infrastructure and you apply the Buy American Act, guess what's going to happen? All those steel plants up in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, the inner city of Jacksonville, those jobs will come back and they will thank you. So, you know, hitting the, you know, the impeachment fiasco, you know, it didn't work. How about try to govern and try to create jobs? And like I said, drop the tax hikes, get rid of some of the other social programs that are in this infrastructure bill. And I think you can get a clean bill passed because we have to do, this is something we have to do. We don't, you know, you have China coming in with the 5G, you know, you look at all the traffic jams on the highway. You look at the water main systems. Look at what happened in Houston, in Texas. The weather, it got cold and everything shut down. It's because the grid is not up to date. So I can go on and on and on about, you know, why we need to do this. But in the words of Nike, just do it. Any comments?
Well, you know, it's been a couple of weeks now since I've gotten any stimulus money
right
myself. And
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Really?
I have. Whoa. Joe Biden, I'm calling you out. I have not got my PPP money.
No, I got mine.
Yeah. There you go.
I guess I'm guessing I'm wearing black. That's why I didn't get mine.
Because I'm
it's
the
a joke.
Because I'm the old guy.
Right.
But it's interesting that we start to become dependent on it, and mm-hmm. we start to think in terms of, oh gosh, when am I going to get the free money? It's that dopamine rush.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like winning a winning the lottery, or even going to Vegas and, mm-hmm. and winning a cash hand. And mm-hmm. you start thinking, okay, gosh, I'm going to. What about the next one? What about the next one? And you want the next one, but that's not the way. It's not the way we do it in America. In America, we work and we strive and we provide something of a service or a product that somebody finds valuable and they pay for it.
Right, right. Like I said, I agree with you on that. But on the infrastructure piece, like historically, mm-hmm. you know, the Erie Canal, Interstate Highway, you know, I-95, I-75, I-4, I-10,
mm-hmm.
State Road 60, US 1, 202, I could go on and on and on. You know, the Transcontinental Railroad, the Hoover Dam, you know, Jacksport, all the airports. You know, the United States at one point, prior to the New Deal, in the Appalachian region of the country, and also in vast swaths of Texas, you didn't have people connected to the energy grid. You know, people didn't have indoor plumbing. They didn't have lights. You know, like there are some things that government is supposed to do. Now, when government gets out of its primary role, and that's why I do listen to Republicans, and some of the stuff they say, it does make sense. And when the government is focusing on this and not this, then they start slipping in that area. But the key responsibility of government is defense, infrastructure, schooling. I mean, that's the traditional American way.
It's really not in the Constitution about schooling.
But it's the tradition. It's the traditional American. Well, it's at the state. We're talking federal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even the federal, you know, the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority, you mm-hmm. mentioned mm-hmm. Where they provide electricity. Mm-hmm. That really wasn't in the Constitution. So just mentioning that.
But the beautiful thing about it, and the good thing about America, is that they left roles for the Congress to raise taxes and to do appropriation. So when the government, so you have the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is supposed to say, "Hey, now you're outside of the bounds of the Constitution." But roads don't build themselves. Airports don't build themselves. Sewer systems. You know, we have like Flint, Michigan. The people up there were drinking lead-infested water. You know, like I said, I get that we want to have, you know, separation of of powers and limited government. That's cool, but on the fundamentals, the government, President Eisenhower was a Republican and he built the interstate highway. You know, so in my opinion, there are certain things that the government is supposed to do that the private sector is not supposed to do. And the good thing about it, even when the government builds those roads, it's private companies who build the roads.
That's a true statement. And my arguing on behalf of the Constitution is really just hot air because the country's already gone past that concept.
Your views died out. I think President... I think George Washington was the last Federalist.
I think
but I agree. Yeah. But you know, but at the end of the day, we talked about religion earlier. Even though the Bible is not like a book that we like totally govern ourselves by, because you know mm-hmm. you know we like the Bible talks about usury. You're not supposed to lend money at interest. You know, so none of us abide by the set guidelines. But what I will say is that the original writers of the Constitution and also the Bible itself, we should try to live up to those books and to those texts mm-hmm. as close as possible.
Right.
So even though, you know, we've kind of gotten away from the origin of thinking of the Constitution. Now, slavery was in there, too. So I'm glad we kind of got rid of that. I'm kind of glad we deviated from that part.
Right.
But. The Constitution was written in 1776. You know, they didn't have interstate highways and airplanes. So some of the stuff George Washington and the crew, they couldn't imagine. So, but I do agree that we do need to try to, like, capitalism does work. The American system does work. And if we get too far away from, you know, basis, you know where we should be, then you kind of go off track. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that infrastructure, though, is something like that's in the middle. Like people, like, I think Democrats and Republicans agree that that we shouldn't run on roads. We shouldn't drive across bridges that collapse.
Yeah, well, that's just, we've just fallen behind. America's been crumbling, and the politicians have been fighting among themselves.
Yep.
Isn't it time you did something for your own country?
Right.
Instead of trying to get rid of everything that was in the past and this cancel culture, that's right. A bunch of baloney.
Right. I agree. And you know something else, too? I was thinking about this, too. And I'm not going to go into the fight about changing the schools, school names. But I'll say this about Jacksonville, and I'll take Darren's call. And I think we'll be out of time. But Atlanta, after the civil rights movement, they said, you know what? We're too busy to hate. We're going to just move forward. In my opinion, and I'm not blaming the Republicans or the Democrats, but we're fighting about stuff in this city like in the, that happened in the past. And what, in my opinion, we're so busy looking backwards that we can't drive forward. Beautiful. So, you know, we're spending all this energy, you know, black versus white, you know, gay versus straight, Christian versus non-Christian. I think if we spent that energy on trying to build or trying to move the country forward, I think we could get better outcomes. And what I will say about Jacksonville, that if you look back historically in the 60s and 70s, the Tampa, Miami, Orlando, they didn't have these race fights. You know, the Supreme Court said, Brown v. Board, and everybody got on the same page. But in Jacksonville, in my opinion, it's just like, and it's not widespread, but there is this sense in some quarters that this is this us against them. I don't live like that, but I'm just saying a lot of this stuff is, let's just move past this stuff. Hopefully, let's resolve these schools' names. You know, the statues are gone. I give Lenny Curry credit for that. That's my opinion. But we need to try to move and deal with things that deal with the 21st century and stop, you know, these schools and these Confederate monuments and these generals. These people died in the 1800s. So let's try to focus on things that we can resolve in the 21st century. Darren, I'm going to give you the last word.
Yeah, with regards to education was started with by the churches.
True.
It was started, most medical and hospital was started by churches.
True.
And, you know, I think that's what really has hurt American culture more than anything else is the abandonment of the church.
Yep.
And I'm not saying anything about separating, you know, the churches.
I know what you're saying.
The church has abandoned the culture in some cases. We're more interested in the church world. We're more interested in having our big churches and our, mega churches and all that. But yet, what are we really doing for the culture around? Look at the example of downtown Jacksonville.
Right. Yeah, I agree, Darren.
Baptist Church was in control of downtown for the longest time, and look how decrepit that area had become.
Yep, I agree. I think I think that the Christian groups in this country need to focus on, you know, getting back to basis, you know, focusing on, like, what if Jesus Christ was here, you know, he would be really focusing on, like, social issues. You know, he would be focusing on, you know, the poor, you know, real issues. And, you know, but I think we've gotten kind of caught up in things that are not on message. And it's the same thing with the government. The government needs to be focusing on improving the lives of we the people. So, you know, next week we're going to talk about gun control. We didn't get to it today. Everybody have a happy resurrection week, and we'll see you back on next week.